Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Many countries celebrate Mother's Day in May, so this week we decided to read you a Mother's Day story. But first, a little history. Many people think that Mother's Day is a recent invention of the department stores and flower shops, but its origin really dates back to the era of the ancient Greeks and Romans. The more recent history of Mother's Day dates back to the 1600s in England, when the Christian festival known as Mothering Sunday was established. In the United States, the idea of an official celebration of Mother's Day was first suggested in 1872 by Julia Ward Howe, the poet who wrote the famous Civil War song, Battle Hymn of the Republic. Howe suggested that June 2nd be annually celebrated as Mother's Day and should be dedicated to peace. She wrote a passionate appeal to women and urged them to rise against war in her famous Mother's Day proclamation, written in Boston in 1870. She also initiated a Mother's Peace Day observance on the second Sunday in June in Boston and held the meeting for a number of years. Howe tirelessly championed the cause of official celebration of Mother's Day and declaration of official holiday on the day. Her idea spread, but was later replaced by the Mother's Day holiday now celebrated in May. Now, Mother's Day is celebrated in more than 130 countries in the world, and of these, about 65% celebrate it in May. And a bit of trivia. More phone calls are made on Mother's Day than any other day of the year. These holiday chats with Mom often cause phone traffic to spike by as much as 37%. Whenever you celebrate it, we wish all our listeners who are mothers a happy Mother's Day. And now for our story. Bessie Hollowitz was a Yiddish writer who wrote of the daily life of the Jewish immigrant generation in the United States and their children and grandchildren. This poignant story, She Waits for Mother's Day All Year, is from her first book, Humorous Monologues and Short Stories, published in Yiddish in 1959. I would like to thank my mother, Rose Jimenez, for translating it for us. Oy, am I tired? Every bone in my body hurts. Why am I tired? You've no idea why. Don't you know that yesterday was Mother's Day? Your children didn't come visit you to give you joy? They don't believe in it? That shouldn't happen to me. Even if my children were at the end of the world, they would fly to see me because of Mother's Day. First thing in the morning, they started to come. My sons and daughters-in-law. After that, my daughters and their husbands and the grandchildren. You should have seen my grandchildren. Each one is more beautiful than the next. Pooh-pooh, no evil eye on them. They brought me gifts. What surprises! One of them brought me handkerchiefs. Unbelievable. Gorgeous. One of the others brought me a robe decorated with feathers. I'm not sure what it's called. The others brought me underwear that would only be fit for a bride. Why do I, an old woman, need such elegant things, I ask them. I'll freeze to death if I wear them. Please, do me a favor and take them for yourselves and use them in good health. At first, they didn't want to hear about taking back those things. Then, when I talked them into it and swore that I would not use them, a quarrel started between the grandchildren. They started grabbing and pulling all the gifts from each other, so there was almost a real fight. Well, my youngest daughter, she has more sense in the sole of her foot than all the rest have in their heads. For Mother's Day, she sent me a couple of dollars so that I would be able to buy what I think I need. But as soon as the children, they should live and be well, arrived, I went to the market and bought fish, meat, bread, and whatever else I could think of. From the market, I struggled with two enormous bundles that almost dragged me down. But who thought of the inconvenience? Not important. A small thing. Such a holiday. Mother's Day. I waited all year for the children. I came into the house with the two bundles, rolled up my sleeves, and started to cook, bake, roast, fry. One of the children loves latkes, potato pancakes. A second one, knedlach, dumplings. A third loves a pudding. A fourth, chremslach, Passover pancakes. A fifth, stuffed chicken necks. A sixth, stuffed derma. I made everyone happy. And when this gang of mine, may no evil eye befall them, sat around the large table, who could compare with me? Such joy should not be taken from me. But when my husband, the old man, saw me running back and forth with the goodies, he started to complain. Look at how they're all sitting like royalty and they let their mother run around. She could have a sugar attack. He means my diabetes. I will not have an attack, I say. Don't disturb the holiday. Well, when they finished eating the beautiful supper and I cleared the table, they all started playing cards. Only my youngest went into the kitchen. Allow me, Mama, I will wash the pots. No, no, daughter, today is Mother's Day. I'll do it all myself, I said, and drove her from the kitchen. After that, I started with the plates, pots, polishing the spoons, forks, knives, like from a wedding. No evil eye. While all this was going on, I didn't feel anything, but now my feet and my hands are all swollen and hurt, and you can see how my veins are protruding. You could even count them. And I can't even touch my elbows, like a poke in the eye. And my blood pressure, you can see how my face is flushed and my head feels hot like a hellish fire. You're laughing? What's so funny? You can say what you please. There's no more beautiful a holiday for a mother than Mother's Day. I'm only sorry that I didn't have time to say a word to the children until I finished washing the dishes and tidying up. By that time, they were leaving. And I had so many things I was saving up to tell them. We could have talked a day and a night. Now I will have to wait until God will bless me and the children will come again for Mother's Day. We hope you liked our story and would like to recommend a book. Yiddish Mamas by Marnie Winston McCauley is subtitled The Truth About the Jewish Mother and is a delightfully written and well-researched book that deals with the history, sociology, and humor that are related to Jewish mothers. It's a serious book written in a very entertaining way, so if you're looking for an unusual Mother's Day gift, take a look at it. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.